Today, are there signs the Australian labour market is slowing? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Australian economy has been relatively stable in the face of the higher interest rates until now, but cracks may be forming under the surface as new data arrives. Our mortgage stress analysis, which we reported earlier on in the week, is one. And now payroll data from the ABS is also perhaps signing a fall ahead. The Australian Taxation Office receives payroll information from employers with single-touch payroll-enabled payroll and accounting software each time the employer runs its payroll. The ATO provides selected employer and job-level data items from the single-touch payroll system to the ABS to produce statistics. And so now, according to the ABS payroll jobs, it fell 0.2% in the month to the 15th of July. That followed a 0.3% rise in the previous month. Now, I should say payroll jobs is not seasonally adjusted and are predominantly employee jobs paid through payrolls. Some industries such as agriculture, forestry and fishing and construction have high proportions of owner managers which are not included in payroll reporting. So we should note that in each estimate, as more complete data is received, payroll job estimates will be revised, and the magnitude of those revisions can vary in some points of the year, such at the end of the financial year and calendar year, in line with changes in the reporting activity of businesses. That said, the ABS said the latest month of data showed some slowing in jobs growth around the school holidays, together with the end of the financial year seasonality we usually see in payroll reporting. Around the end of each financial year, there is usually a higher level of reporting variability as employers finalise their employees' earnings and the payroll reporting financial year is reset. So they said until business reporting is complete, the interpretation of changes in payroll jobs across this period can be more challenging than usual. Around June and July, estimates of payroll jobs can see slightly higher levels of revision than at other times of the year, and this lasts until business reporting for the previous financial year is complete. So looking at how the labour market data has fared over the most recent year of data, up to the middle of July 2023, payroll jobs have grown by 3.7%. That's slightly less than the annual growth that they published this time last year, and in the 12 months to mid-July 2022, it was 4.5%. This suggests, they say, that the labour market may be starting to slow compared with the relatively strong growth we saw during 2022. In the month to mid-July 2023, payroll jobs fell in 5 of the 8 states and territories. The falls range from 0.6% in Tasmania to 0.1% in the Northern Territory. And the Australian Capital Territory saw the largest rise in the month of 0.5%. These variations between states and territories can be partly explained by the different timing of their winter term breaks and is particularly evident in the education and training industry, they said. Comparisons of annual changes in mid-July are useful, though, given that the timing of the 2023 winter term break was similar to 2022 in all states and territories. Annual growth in payroll jobs ranged from 6.3% in the Northern Territory to 3.2% in New South Wales. An analysis shows that the percentage changes vary across industry, with agriculture and education seeing the biggest fall, while construction at the other end of the spectrum rose a little, but is significantly less than last year. So to my mind, this is an important leading indicator of potentially the slowing that is going to occur over the next 12 months or so. So we'll keep an eye on these numbers. And of course, it's worth reporting again that this information is partial because it's a particular type of payments, but nevertheless, it is quite broad-based and therefore, I think, quite significant. Expect an economic slowdown ahead. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.